This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Although clashes between police and protesters are at the forefront of a national debate right now, these confrontations are by no means new. In 1965, in Selma, Alabama, news cameras captured police using tear gas and billy clubs on civil rights demonstrators. That clash is now referred to as Bloody Sunday, and it was one of a series of protests that prompted the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. to fight to get court protection for the marchers. And now, the story of Selma is being told on the big screen for the first time.
We will not tolerate agitators attempting to orchestrate a disturbance in this state.
It is unacceptable that they use their power to keep us voiceless. Those that have gone before us say no more.
The movie Selma, produced by Oprah Winfrey and directed by Ava DuVernay, opens nationwide next month. DuVernay was in Boston for a screening this week and came by our studios, and we started by asking why she decided that now was the time to tell the story of Dr. King and the Selma marches.
Well, it's been 50 years since these events occurred, and there's never been a major motion picture chronicling them, chronicling any part of Dr. King's life, which seems criminal. So I don't know why it hasn't happened, but it's happening now in a very robust cultural moment, and it seems to be kismet in some way.
It certainly is a robust cultural moment. I mean, the debate is raging right now. Obviously, you couldn't have known that, but what are you hearing and what kind of reaction are you getting because of where we are amid this national debate about race?
Well, you know, the film is basically an echo through history, reminding people of the tactics and the strategy that was employed by Dr. King, the SCLC, SNCC, CORE, all of the great leaders of the civil rights movement. And I think in so many ways, it could be foundational for people who are in the streets, who are resisting, who are amplifying their voices and making their concerns heard, to just understand what was done before and to elongate their vision about what we should be doing now.
Is it almost discouraging in a way for some folks to say maybe not much has changed?
Could be discouraging for some, but not for me. I think that it's positive whenever people are amplifying their voices, gathering together to be heard. I think there's beautiful solidarity that we're seeing happening around these issues of systemic racial violence, and I think it's a positive thing for the community.
You know, Boston has a particular connection to Selma. Why don't you tell people that story?
Yeah, we chronicle the 3 months of the Selma voting rights campaign in early 1965, and as a part of that, there was a Unitarian minister by the name of James Reeb, who answered Dr. King's call, his call to action for people of faith from all over the country to join his cause in Selma. And James Reeb of Boston went, and he was murdered and martyred for the cause there in Selma, Alabama. So we chronicle a bit of his story in Selma, the film. It's a great salute to a great man.
And we should say, at one point, there was a trial. The folks who were tried with killing him, but they were acquitted.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, he deserves his own film. Maybe someone here to do that.
There was a recent event in Boston talking about Selma and about what's happening nationally and in Boston as we have this conversation after Ferguson in New York. What was the reaction that you felt you got from some of the officials here at the screening of Selma?
I mean, it was just a jumping off point, which we hope happens around the country, around the world, as people see Selma, to have conversations, a place to begin talking to one another. And so that's what happened here in Boston. It was beautiful, great energy in the crowd, and I hope the conversation continues.
You know, it's a difficult conversation, and it seems to be a tough one for people to have without getting so emotional that the conversation gets lost somehow. Do you agree with that? And how do you make sure that you have a constructive, measured conversation about some of these issues right now in the United States?
I don't think constructive necessarily means measured. I don't think there's a problem with people having heightened emotions around this. I don't find the conversation difficult. It depends on what side you're on and your flexibility and capacity to kind of move within the conversation. And I think this is a time when folks need to examine where they stand on these issues. I think it's wonderful that it's happening. It's a vibrant time. It's an important time.
Articulate for me, if you will, the message of Selma that still resonates with you and you think probably will with a lot of audience members today.
I'm not sure what people will take from it. I know that the film is about the power of voice and the power of making sure that we are heard. And there's not one right way. This film explores one way, but maybe it will trigger a desire to be heard in people who have been muffled for far too long.
All right. Ava DuVernay, director of the new film Selma, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.